This audio recording is a production of the Marxist Internet Archive. This material is presented free of charge. Marxist Internet Archive encourages duplication, sharing, and broadcast of this recording. All material herein is believed to be public domain unless otherwise noted. Notes on the original publication and transcription of the text presented in this recording will immediately follow this presentation. Where Do Correct Ideas Come From? By Mao Zedong, dated May 1963. Note: this passage is from a document entitled Draft Decision of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party on Certain Problems in Our Present Rural Work, which was drawn up under the direction of Mao Zedong. This passage was written by Mao Zedong himself. Where do correct ideas come from? Do they drop from the skies? No. Are they innate in the mind? No. They come from social practice, and from it alone. They come from three kinds of social practice: the struggle for production, the class struggle, and scientific experiment. It is man's social being that determines his thinking. Once the correct ideas, characteristic of the advanced class, are grasped by the masses, these ideas turn into a material force which changes society and changes the world. In their social practice, men engage in various kinds of struggle and gain rich experience, both from their successes and from their failures. Countless phenomena of the objective external world are reflected in a man's brain through his five sense organs, the organs of sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. At first, knowledge is perceptual. The leap to conceptual knowledge, i.e., to ideas, occurs when sufficient perceptual knowledge is accumulated. This is one process in cognition. It is the first stage in the whole process of cognition, the stage leading from objective matter to subjective consciousness, from existence to ideas. Whether or not one's consciousness or ideas, including theories, policies, plans, or measures, do correctly reflect the laws of the objective external world is not yet proved at this stage, in which it is not yet possible to ascertain whether they are correct or not. Then comes the second stage in the process of cognition, the stage leading from consciousness back to matter, from ideas back to existence, in which the knowledge gained in the first stage is applied in social practice to ascertain whether the theories, policies, plans, or measures meet with the anticipated success. Generally speaking, those that succeed are correct and those that fail are incorrect, and this is especially true of man's struggle with nature. In social struggle, the forces representing the advanced class sometimes suffer defeat not because their ideas are incorrect, but because in the balance of forces engaged in struggle, they are not as powerful for the time being as the forces of reaction. They are therefore temporarily defeated, but they are bound to triumph sooner or later. Man's knowledge makes another leap through the test of practice. This leap is more important than the previous one, for it is this leap alone that can prove the correctness or incorrectness of the first leap in cognition, i.e., of the ideas, theories, policies, plans, or measures formulated in the course of reflecting the objective external world. There is no other way of testing truth. Furthermore, the one and only purpose of the proletariat in knowing the world is to change it. Often, correct knowledge can be arrived at only after many repetitions of the process leading from matter to consciousness, and then back to matter, that is, leading from practice to knowledge and then back to practice. Such is the Marxist theory of knowledge, the dialectical materialist theory of knowledge. Among our comrades, there are many who do not yet understand this theory of knowledge. When asked the sources of their ideas, opinions, policies, methods, plans and conclusions, eloquent speeches and long articles, they consider the question strange and cannot answer it. Nor do they comprehend that matter can be transformed into consciousness and that consciousness into matter, although such leaps are phenomena of everyday life. It is therefore necessary to educate our comrades in the dialectical materialist theory of knowledge so that they can orientate their thinking correctly, become good at investigation and study and at summing up experience, overcome difficulties, commit fewer mistakes, do their work better, and struggle hard so as to build China into a great and powerful socialist country, and help the broad masses of the oppressed and exploited throughout the world in fulfillment of our great internationalist duty. Where Do Correct Ideas Come From? By Mao Zedong is included in selected readings from the works of Mao Zedong, pages 502 through 504. Selected readings from the works of Mao Zedong was published in 1971 by Foreign Languages Press in the People's Republic of China. The preceding audio presentation of Where Do Correct Ideas Come From was from a transcription by the Maoist Documentation Project. The transcription was added to the Marxist Internet Archive in 2004. This presentation was read by Mike B. from Marxist Internet Archive, July 2006. A full transcription of this work is available on the Internet through the Mao Zedong Internet Archive, located at http://www.marxist.org/reference/archive/mao/index.htm.